Welcome to Comical, episode 10. Very, very special episode of Comical. Today we're going to be doing something that we have not done yet before, which is...
Basically, we are doing something called Optimized Decks. We have gone through our hero decks and our villain decks, and we believe we've picked the best cards out of each of them to construct one kind of...
Basically, we did deck building.
We basically did deck building with all the villain cards and all the hero cards, respectively.
We tried to optimize them a little bit more. We could probably go even deeper into the optimization. I kept like the same amount of cards in each.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure that you could build like a real strategy around it rather than just picking like your favorite cards from each, basically. Like if I really took the time to go through, for example, I mean, I didn't do this, but what I could have done, for example, is I could have built like a MacGuffin Gauntlet deck. And built it around just getting the MacGuffin Gauntlet as quickly as possible, which I didn't go that route. But, you know, that is just an example of how you could take deck building.
I'm very curious about how you incorporated both the supervillains and the...
Misdemeanors.
They don't really fit too well together.
They really don't thematically, but... The thing about the misdemeanors is the misdemeanors have like a lot of side characters in their deck that shines with them, and they have a lot of really good equipment cards.
All right, we're gonna be rolling a d20 to see who goes first.
Oh, you rolled 11.
No, I wasn't. I was handing it to you.
Oh, okay. I rolled a 14. Beat that. A 4.
Well, that's close.
I was 10 ahead of you. There was a 4 in that number, though. All right, Garrett. Well, this is kind of crazy. The first several episodes, you were constantly going first, and now it's me that's constantly going first these last few episodes. Well, I haven't even drawn my hand yet, so let me go ahead and do that, and we'll see where we're at.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Interesting hand.
Let's see what I get. Oh, this all looks very familiar.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I didn't get too bad of a hand myself, so, I mean, I can't complain.
All right. Mr. Going First.
Okay. So I guess I'll go ahead then. What I'm going to go ahead and do...
is embarrass yourself.
Come on now, Garrett. It's only like, I don't know what time it is. But I'm going to start off. I spend 200 credits to play a street thug in the background. But street he's thug. Not alone.
Did you pick the misdemeanors base?
I did.
Interesting.
I chose the warehouse lair. Yep. So I am doing that. Additionally, what I'm going to do is I'll spend 200 more credits and go down to 60.
Mm-hmm.
If I can find the... Oh, I have to swap dice. It's all right. So spend 200 more credits. I'm actually going to play Low Life Lemon Lobber, even though he doesn't really have a target, so I won't use his Windplate ability. However... I'm now going to go down all the way to only 100 credits left and spend 500 credits on an asset, specifically a side location asset, the Frequently Robbed Bank. And so the Frequently Robbed Bank states, at the start of my turn, I gain plus 100 credits for each villain I have. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and end my turn, pass to Garrett.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is, I have several options. What I think I might do is, I'm gonna go ahead and place down
Floor Man.
For 600 credits, putting me down to 400. And then I'm going to go ahead and for 100 credits on him, I'm going to play Justice Bat.
Bat, okay. Ouch. Yeah, that's some damage early on.
Justice Bat puts him up to 90. And I have 300 credits left. I'm going to use 100 of those to play Super Cat in my back.
Okay, Super Cat's pretty tough.
And all of your characters are going to get negative 10 for the defense.
Yeah.
And so now with that, that is going to be the end of my turn.
Okay. So my turn will start, and it'll actually be turn one of the game. I'll gain 100 credits for turn going to 20, but by the effect of Warehouse Lair, I gain 100 credits per villain I control, which will put me up to 400. And then, due to frequently robbed bank, I'll gain an additional 200, putting me all the way back to 600 at turn one. So let's see. What I'm now going to do is spend 400 credits going down to 20, and I'm going to play ATM Cracker in my back row. And ATM Cracker has a once per turn ability that says, if my opponent has more cards in their hand than me, I gain 100 credits for each card in their hand. Garrett, how many cards are in your hand? I'm pretty sure that's four, is it not?
Four.
I only have three. So therefore, ATM Cracker will grant me 400 credits, putting me back to 60. What I'm going to do now is go down to 30 credits, and in my back row, I play Professional Gambler.
You keep saying 30 and 60. It's so annoying. You have 300.
Yeah, I know, 300. Sorry, my brain. What I'm now going to do is I'm going to step up my Low Life Lemon Lobber. I'm also going to step up my Street Thug over here. So I'm actually going to use Street Thug's ability, Back Alley Jumping, to take out your Super Cat.
And
even with the defense drop, Street Thug will still not be taken out by that. Low Life Lemon Lobber will obviously not not lob lemons at Floor Man, because it's not going to end well for him.
Yep.
Let's see if there's anything else I want to do. You know what? There's nothing much else I can do. I will in my turn, but at the end of my turn, Professional Gambler, her ability will activate. Because I control more side characters than you, I will gain plus 100 credits for each side character I control. So I control four side characters, puts me at a total of 700 credits. And I pass my turn.
Okay. So I'm at 350 credits right now. And not too much I can do with that. What I will do, though, is move Loreman over here, and I will attack your base directly for 90 damage.
I take 90.
And you go down to 210.
I do go down to 210.
Your hubris.
My hubris. Is it my turn? Speaking of which.
Yep.
Okay. So at the end of your turn, morale does drop by 10.
By 5. Oh, no, by 10. Yeah.
So morale does fall to 40. Then at the start of my turn, I gain 200 credits for it being turn two. I will gain an additional 300 credits due to Warehouse Slayer, and then another 300 credits due to frequently robbed bank. So that will put me up. That will have me at a total of 1,500 credits. And I'm not going to be done yet. Oh, I actually have to draw my card for the turn. So let me do that before I get too ahead of myself. Okay. I draw my card for the turn. And now I'm going to use ATM Cracker's ability.
200.
Which, Garrett, you have...
200.
200?
Yeah, I have five cards. It's 200.
200.
Yeah, you get 200 credits.
I see. Okay. I see where you're coming from. Let's see.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's my...
He uses the ability and doesn't know how it works.
I can just put an 80 on here. Okay, there we go. There we go. So that will pump me up a little bit. What I'm going to do...
Yeah, you couldn't afford anything before.
Yeah. what I'm going to do now is... I'm going to go ahead and spend 500 credits, go down to 12, and I'm going to play in Low Life Lemon Lobber's place, Jack in a Hat,
okay,
in that open position, and I will re-step up Low Life Lemon Lobber to this position here. I'm then going to spend 400 more credits. I'll replace this with, actually, I'll just put an 800 over here.
Oh, yes.
So with my 400 credits, I play a corrupt lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And with corrupt lawyer, all my side villains gain cheap bail.
Okay.
And finally, I will go down to 50 credits and play an asset from my hand, a rusty wrench that I'm going to attach to my Jack in the Hat.
Okay.
And so what I'm going to do now is I will have Jack in a Hat attack your location directly for 70.
Okay.
And then Street Thug will attack your location directly for 20.
Okay.
Also, Jack in the Hat has an ability that says when played,
draw a card.
So I'm going to draw one card. And I'm going to spend 200 more credits, go down to 30, and I'm play a Hypno Crit in the background. So at the start of your turn, you will pay me 100 credits for 3 turns.
Okay.
I think that's everything I can do. I end my turn, but at the end of my turn, Professional Gambler will activate, and I control 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 side characters to your 0, so I will gain 60 credits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 600. And so with that, I end my turn.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, everybody had to crack out a good book on my turn. This is Yu-Gi-Oh! Turns over here.
All right, man. So I'm going to go ahead and play Popular Girl in front of him. I'm going to go ahead and play Unqualified Guard in my back for 200. I was up to 550. You took away that plus the... 10, so I'd just be at 6.
Who would you like to take down with your unqualified guard?
And that would be putting me down to 300. Yeah, I'm going to take out the... who do I want to take out? I don't really care about the credits. Yeah, I'm going to take out... this guy.
The Street Thug?
Street Thug.
Interesting.
Yep, and then he's going to move right here.
That explains it. Oh.
And I'm going to move him up right here. I'm going to attack you directly for 90 damage.
There's nothing I can do about that, so
no,
I'll take...
No, it is. No, there is not.
There's nothing I can do about that.
Let's see, 90 plus 90, that's 180. You're at 120 left.
Well, that sucks.
And, yeah, I only have 300 left, so... That'll be the end of my turn.
At the end of your turn, morale will change again. It falls by 15 points, so it would move from 40 all the way down to 25.
Well, luckily, you didn't use a location that has good morale.
Morale abilities? Yeah, that's the only downside. But if I can get morale below 25, then I start getting double draws. But yeah, until then.
You should worry about your first draw.
I know. So anyway, my turn starts.
Yep.
It's turn 3.
Yep.
So I gain 300 for turn, and then 100 for each villain I control, which is 4. So if I'm at 120 plus that, so I believe I'm at 1600 right now. I draw. I have a really good play. I spend 400 credits, and go down to 12, and I play a knowledge gem onto Jack in the Hat.
Okay.
Jack in the Hat already has super intelligence. So adding knowledge gem to him will allow me to search for any card in my deck and add it to my hand, then shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, for everybody at home wondering how our event went, it actually went pretty well. We had a lot of people turn out. It was a pretty fun experience. We learned a lot of things with the con. We definitely do plan on doing future cons. We might be doing one in January. We're still waiting to hear back. But we definitely want to do a lot more cons coming up and a lot more events to get Comical out there, considering, you know, coming up, we do want to have our Kickstarter going out and things like that.
All right. And I add that card to my hand. I'm going to shuffle. All right. So I did about as good as I could do.
About as good as he could do.
I will go ahead and use the ability of ATM Cracker. I only have one card in my hand to Garrett's four. Okay, so I'll gain 300 credits in response. So I'm at 1,500. But I will spend 700 credits, which will put me down to 800 total. And I play an event card from my hand. I discontinue Floor Man. And yes, Metal Bat will be sent over there. Let's see. And with that, I will go ahead and have Jack in the Hat will attack Popular Girl. Because Jack in the Hat is equipped to the Rusty Wrench, he receives a +10 attack boost. Low Life Lemon Lobber.
Hopefully a top deck. Something.
Low Life Lemon Lobber. I don't think he can defeat.
He can't.
Unqualified.
No, they're guard. Even. They're gonna stand still.
Yeah. What? man. What I will do is step up the Hypno Crit and have Hypno Crit attack you for 20.
Okay. So I go down from 210 to 190.
And you know what? I'll also spend 200 credits and go down to I'll go down to 600, and I'll cheap bail out my Street Thug.
Okay.
And with that, I'm gonna end my turn.
I draw a card. Let's see. So it is turn 3 or 4.
It is now. So this is turn 3. If I'm player 1, yeah, I think it's turn 3 for you as well.
Turn 3. So I go up to 6. It was 57, but I have to pay you
100.
100, so I'm at 6.
And then I will go to 7.
All right. Well, I only have really one play here.
Interesting. Does he have, like, a Stark Mint in his hand, maybe? That would save the day.
Jack in the Hat is 50 and 70.
So, his 50, 50, 50, but with the Rusty Wrench and the bonus he got from the Rusty Wrench, so he's at 80. Yeah. And he also has the Mind Gem, but that only gives me an extra draw.
I'll play Glass Cannon.
Ooh.
For 600.
That's really bad.
And with that, I will shoot straight into Hypnocrit.
So Hypnocrit.
Well, he'll get obliterated.
Hypnocrit actually does have 20 attack, though.
Yeah, I'll take 10 damage, and that'll activate my ability.
I know, exactly. So next turn, I'm kind of in trouble. That's really bad for me.
That's okay. The point.
So my turn will start. Actually, first and foremost, morale goes down by another 15 points. So it goes down from 25 to 10 morale. At the start of my turn, And we're on turn four. So God,
turn four in 20 minutes.
Yeah, turn four in 20 minutes. I'll gain 400 credits for turn four. I control four villains, so due to my location, that'll turn it to 800 credits. And due to frequently rob bank, I'll get an additional 400 credits, which will put me at a gain of 1,200 at the start of my turn. I'll draw once for my turn. I'll draw once extra due to the effect of Warehouse Lair, and I'll draw a third time due to the Knowledge Gem on Jack in the Hat. Okay. So what I'm going to do is then spend 300 credits to, in the background, I play the Puzzler, so I can look at the top five cards of my deck to find a main villain.
Oh, man.
And I did find one. I can add it to my hand. It doesn't say reveal, so I will find it and shuffle my deck. At least I'm assuming that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you're all. It's yeah. It's
yeah, it
always
should
meant
be,
to be
ungiven that you always shuffle after
yeah.
search effects and stuff. But let's see. So what I'm going to do now, I spend 200 credits to go down to 14 to play. I play Catnapper in my last side character position, and I will have Catnapper off screen herself in your unqualified guard. I'm then going to spend 200 credits to play New Pyramid Scheme, and for every character that's sidekicking, which is 1, 2, 3, I gain 150. So
is it sidekicking just in general, or sidekicking behind a main character?
Well, it says every character you and your opponent has sidekicking. So the term sidekicking doesn't necessarily mean you're...
No, I know what it means.
So, yeah, it would be 3,450. So that would put me at 1,650. Okay. And finally, spend 400 credits to play the Flasher. And as long as the Flasher isn't equipped with anything, he gets double attack and defense. So I will have Flasher. Here's my question. If Flasher attacks, does it pop Glass Cannon spread attack?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yep.
Flasher attacks Glass Cannon.
All right. And he sends out 150.
Yep. Like this whole row gets hit with 150 at the top? Okay. Yep. So Flasher has 80 defense.
He gets killed.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. But Glass Cannon dies. Lemon Lobber definitely dies. Jack in the Hat.
He has 50 defense.
He has 50 defense.
And 70.
So he also
dies.
Yes. Okay.
I don't really understand why you did that, but that's fine.
I needed to. I really needed to. Okay. It's okay. It is okay. Let's see. Because I'll spend 400 credits, go down to 800 to cheat Bale Flasher.
Mm-hmm.
And that being said, I'll use ATM Cracker's ability. I have no cards in my hand. How many do you have?
Four.
I'll gain 400. So I'm at 12. I end my turn. Professional Gambler activates, and I have 1, 2, 3. I have 5 side characters to your none, so I will gain 500 more credits.
Turn four.
Yes, and my turn is now over.
After 6 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Optimization is a thing.
So I will go up 400 credits. And I'll draw a card. Minus 40. Let's see here. What is Flash Rat? He's at 80.
So he has 80 defense and 50 health.
No, what is his attack?
And 60 attack.
60 attack. 40. Okay. It's turn 4. I do nothing.
Wow. Okay. Start of my turn happens. Morale is 0, by the way.
Yeah.
So, of my turn happens.
Yep, and both characters come back into play.
Yep, so you do get your qualified guard get
when
back.
When played, I can shoot.
You can shoot. That is true. Who do you shoot?
Who's the most annoying? Catnapper does nothing now.
Catnapper doesn't do anything now. You have lots of annoying options.
Puzzler does nothing.
Yeah. Effectively. Once you have a win played effect, it's pretty much over.
I shoot the lawyer.
I mean, your best options would be either professional gambler, corrupt lawyer, ATM.
No, I said I shoot the lawyer.
Oh, you shoot the lawyer? Yeah, that makes sense. Crap. Oh, that sucks. That really sucks. He does so well in this deck.
He's fucking busted.
He is in this deck. Oh, my lord. Man. He's a really good lawyer. Okay. Well, anyway. What I'm going to then do... Oh, yeah. It's still the start of my turn, right? So I gain... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 500 credits for my characters. And I gain an additional 500 credits due to frequently robbed bank. And we're on turn 5, so I gain another 500 credits because of that. So I'm currently at 3,200 credits. I will draw one card for turn. And because I have... because I have morale at 0, I draw another card. Here's one. I spend 400 credits to play close-up magic trick. I can discard it direct from my hand, and if I do, reveal the top card of my opponent's deck. If it's an asset, power, or event card, I can play it as if it was my own without paying its cost. Otherwise, I discard it. It's a swarm.
Yeah.
None of my characters have swarm.
No, they don't.
So I can't play it. It's just discarded. That's probably saving your top deck. Because I'm sure swarm is not the card you want to see. I don't. Okay. Well, I spend 500 credits and go down, to 23. And I'm going to go ahead and this is so specific. I play Captain Clutter though. So basically, I will then have Captain Clutter attack your unqualified guard for 40 points of damage. And because I control at least one other misdemeanor, which was going to be rare, whenever a card is sent to your opponent's discard pile, your opponent's location takes 10 damage and I gain 100 credits. And then I have the flasher attack your location directly for 60.
Okay.
And then I step up the puzzler and attack your location for 30.
So I go down to 90.
Yes. And finally, I'll use ATM Cracker's ability. How many cards are in your hand?
5.
I will gain 500 credits. And my last act is I will spend 150 credits I'll round up, say 200, why not, to attach Rusty Wrench onto Captain Clutter. And I end my turn. I'm not even going to use loaded dice.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry, people. This has been a very combo-y game of Comical.
So I gain 500. I go to 900 credits. And what I'm going to do, it's a little unique.
Uh-oh.
For 500 credits, putting me down to 400, I play Comical Con.
The timing on that was so perfect for you, Garrett. Oh my goodness. What a well-timed Comical Con.
And so now I end my turn.
Oh.
And
oh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's about it. I end my turn. Bro. I'm just going to sit back. And you can't do shit.
Oh my god. Garrett really said Swords of Revealing Light. Shing. Anyway, oh man. So morale is already as low as it can go. My turn starts. We're on turn 6. So I gain 600 credits per turn. I control 6 villains, so I gain another 600 credits per turn. And I also have frequently robbed banks, so I gain another 600. In total, I gain 1,800 credits at the start of my turn. And I have a dice to represent that specifically. So I straight up cut. Okay. I'm going to fix that right back up. It didn't cut our film, did it?
No.
Okay. It is well deserved, to be fair. Okay. Back in business. Yes, anyway. So after I gain all my money, I draw for my turn. And I draw one additional card due to the morale. Oh, my lord. Well, Garrett, I have my own ace up my sleeve. For 400 credits, I play Evil Villains Convention. I gain 50 credits for each villain in play and draw a card for each villain in play. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I gain 300 credits. And I draw 6 cards. Okay. And what I now play, I spend 600 credits to play in place of the puzzler, the Mall Ninja. And I'm going to search my deck for a $20 katana and attach it to him. And then I'm going to spend 200 credits to actually equip him with an antique katana as well, because I already drew into it. So Mall Ninja now has a 100 attack. Let's see. I'm then going to Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a lot of thinking going on. I then spend 400 credits to play a homeless arsonist in my back row. And I then will spend 300 more credits and put riot gear onto my Mall Ninja So he has 90 defense. And let's see. Finally, I'll spend another 300 credits to go ahead and I'll play a vast arsenal onto the Mall Ninja and make a copy of the antique katana. So he now has a 130 attack.
Mm.
So I'm going to go ahead and end my turn.
Is that all you're doing? Yeah, do anything else?
Well, I can't attack.
Okay.
I can't attack, and I already have like 2,600 credits. I'm not even using Gambler's ability.
All right. So I'm at 400 credits plus 600 for turn. I'm at a solid 1,000 credits.
Mm. Okay.
Comic-Con disappears.
You can make some plays with that. 1,000 credits.
What do you know, weather boy?
Oh, you got the weatherman in your hand?
No,
that would
never,
be wild.
I would never put the weatherman in my hand.
You'd never
what a garbage card.
A garbage card. The weatherman's
yeah,
won
what
some
awful,
games.
What an awful card compared to everything else.
That's not necessarily true.
It's very true.
What you really need right now is a wall woman. She would save you another turn.
No, I took wall woman out.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
Interesting.
I don't need wall woman to save me an extra turn anyways. I can live an extra turn. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, you have a plan. You just need a way to win. I don't have that much life. Or the warehouse lair doesn't have that much life.
Let's see. So, I'm going to play for 400 and 500 separately. I'm going to play Duper Boy.
Ooh, no morale changes.
Yep, no morale changes. And I'm going to play Cowgirl.
Ooh, the Cowgirl. Okay, good choice. Who are you going to target with Hogtied?
I think I'm going to go ahead and target...
Captain Clutter?
Yeah, probably Captain Clutter.
That
well,
makes
what is,
sense.
What is Mall Ninja's stats at right now?
So Mall Ninja is 90 defense, 130 attack, but if in a fight he exceeds a target's defense, he takes no damage.
130. No, I'm going to do it in Captain Clutter. Captain Clutter goes down to 10 and 10, 0 attack. Oh, well, 20
well,
attack.
Yeah.
Duper Boy is going to attack him for 40 damage.
Yeah, and there's nothing he can do about it.
There's nothing he can do about it. He's going to take 30.
Just takes 30. He's only got half his life left.
And that'll be it. I'm at 100 credits.
Mm. You have bought yourself some time, I see. So, my turn will begin. I will go ahead.
I'm sorry, everybody, for that, for saving that turn. I know that's painful for everybody.
It's a really long game. 1, 2, 3.
I wonder
four,
why.
5, 6, 7.
I wonder who's making this such a long game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I gained 1,400 credits for turn. Plus, what number turn we on? Turn 7. Is that what we're on?
Yeah.
Okay, and 700 credits for turn. I draw 2 cards per turn due to location. I spend. Yeah. I will spend 300 credits to play League of Villainous Evil, and I will add any villain from the deck to my hand.
I don't really see the point. But
at this point, no. Do I have to reveal it? I guess it doesn't say I have to reveal it, so I'll put that there. Okay. So, interesting situations. Hogtied, is that only till the end of the turn?
Is that only until the end of the turn?
Yeah, what's her ability stay, say?
Mm. Do so many stats until the end of your opponent's next turn.
Oh, your opponent's next turn. So that includes my turn.
Yeah, so get fucked.
That sucks.
Ooh, I could have killed Captain Clutter.
You could have. But I'll take care of it. Captain Clutter attacks in the Duper Boy and dies.
Okay. I guess you did that because you have a main villain you want to put in instead.
Maybe. I spend 800 credits. And I play Brick Wall. And okay. Now you're here. Your characters cannot switch positions. What I'm going to do is Brick Wall will go ahead and attack your Duper Boy and take him out with 60 damage. And Mall Ninja will attack Cowgirl for 130 damage. And then the Flasher will attack you directly for 60 points of damage.
Is that it?
Are you on 30?
I'm on 30.
I could beat you right now, but do I draw this out another turn, everybody? Should I, Garrett, or do you want a chance?
Maybe we should see. Maybe we should see what I top deck.
Okay, I end my turn.
So, it's turn 7, I go up to 800, and I win.
How so?
I play Will Bam.
Okay. How does that make you win?
It doesn't. It doesn't make me win.
Okay. That's all I could do. You had me worried for a second. I didn't know where you're going with that.
That's all I could do. Ooh. My turn's over.
Okay. My turn.
Okay, I lose. Thank you.
Hey!
Yeah.
I was going to corrupt official. I mean, you know.
No, you were. You don't have space for him.
I don't have space for him. I also drew into a smuggler as well.
Did you add more side characters?
What do you mean, did I add more side characters?
Like, did you change the ratios?
Oh, yes. I asked you about that earlier, and you didn't give me an answer, so.
So you did it.
So, yeah.
Oh, I kept all the ratios the exact same.
Okay. I didn't realize we were keeping the same ratios. Otherwise, this deck would look very different. This deck has almost no power cards in it.
That's fucking stupid.
Well, it obviously performed. It obviously performed.
Well, yeah. I thought we were keeping the ratios the same.
Yeah, I had asked that earlier.
Yeah, I would have put really fucking 10 more characters in here if I...
Yeah, I thought that's kind of what we were planning on doing.
No.
Oh, man. Unfortunate. Unfortunate. Yes. If you want, I can change the ratio for a rematch round.
That'd be preferable.
Okay.
But, I mean, you don't have to.
I can change the ratio.
That was a little bit too much work.
I could go through and move them around without much trouble. If we do a cut.
No, I don't feel like doing that.
Okay, fair enough. I'll shuffle all this back in. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. But the thing is, we can't expect people to keep the ratios the same.
Once, well, no, you know. But I mean, we were just doing it to combine the decks. I didn't know we were just doing full.
Well,
like ratio switch. I kept all the ratios the exact same.
That's fair. I did not.
I can tell.
Let's see.
Three.
Honestly, I should have put Thanaside in this deck. I actually left him out. I did that for a specific reason, though.
I don't care.
Fair enough.
Are you ready to duel?
That I am. That I am. An old friend of mine who used to be a card game champ, his name was Yugi Moto. We went to high school together. Used to say that all the time.
That must have gotten old.
Him saying that all the time. It lasted him like 5 or 6 different seasons. Okay. Fair enough. All right. Game 2, I believe.
Hopefully it will be quicker.
4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, okay. So I'm going to start out first. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play Ratman.
Ooh, Ratman.
To start off, I'm going to go search for a side character and play them behind.
Oops.
For free. And that side character is going to be Rowdy Schoolboy.
Rowdy Schoolboy. Oh. I guess that is how that works. I mean, dang it. My mic became a little unattached.
Yep.
How do I?
Rowdy Schoolboy.
I must be screwing this on wrong. Or tell you what, I'm going to have to disconnect this to screw it on correctly.
Okay.
Slight intermission.
I'm not doing an intermission. He's just going to sit there in silence, awkwardly.
Awkwardly.
Screwing in. How many Jameses does it take to screw in a mic?
We don't know. Damn it. Is it? It's got to be. It's right, right? It's clockwise, right?
You seem to got it.
Finally. Okay, let's see if my my audio is working. Does it appear to be on, Garrett?
Yeah, no, it looks like it's working.
Okay, well, let's continue then. You, so you get a rowdy schoolboy.
Yep.
From your deck.
Yep.
That is a legal move you
yep.
can make.
Yeah, it is. That it is. So with that, I'm down to 500 credits, and I'm going to leave it there for my prologue.
Sounds good. So for my prologue, I am actually going to immediately start off by spending 100 credits to play a corrupt official in the back, and I'll gain back 300 credits when I play him. And so that puts me at 1,200 credits, but I'm going to go ahead and spend 300 more credits, which will take me down to 900, to play a professional gambler in the back. And then I'm going to spend 700 credits, which will take me down to 200 credits, to play Dr. Shroom. And whenever I play Dr. Shroom, I'll search my deck for a Shroom bot and play him behind Dr. Shroom as per his ability. Yep. That being said, I will go ahead and end my turn. Professional Gambler's ability will activate. You control only one side character. I control 3. Therefore, I will gain 100 credits for each you control. So, that will put me at 500 total credits. Okay. At the end of my turn. Yep. So take it away, Garrett.
All right. So I'm going to draw a card. I was at 400 credits plus 100 for turn plus 100 from that. I go to a total of 700. All right. And then with that 700, boop. With that 700 for 600 credits, I'm going to play Stark Mint. Ooh. And I now have the two most powerful side characters in the entire game.
You do. That sucks.
And so, along with that, I'm going to use an extra 100 and play Crossing the Road, which will increase the morale by 10. So morale will go to 60. 60,
yeah.
And with that, I'm actually going to go ahead and step up both him and him, and I'm going to attack you directly for 110.
I will take the 110.
Putting you down to 190. Putting
down, yeah, to 190. Okay. Anything else we would like to do?
Nope, that'll be it.
Chillin'. Well, this sucks. So,
and I'll put a counter on him.
Morale stays the same. At the beginning of my turn, for turn one, I gain 100 credits. So, and I gain an additional 200 from my characters. So, at least it landed on the right number, so that puts me 800 total. I'll draw for my turn. So what I'm going to do is I will go ahead. Yeah, I kind of need to think about my my actions.
Every action has an equal and opposite reaction, James.
You know, I suppose that is a philosophical point, a correct philosophical point. I'm going to go ahead. You know what? Yeah, I'll just do it. I spend 500 credits, and I'll play a Jack in the Hat in front of Wabam, and I will pick a card. Okay. This isn't too bad. What I'm going to do then is I will go ahead, spend 200 credits, go down to 100, and I'm going to play a low-life lemon lobber in the background, and I will lob lemons on Rat Man.
Okay.
So have his stats reduced. I'm going to then step up a corrupt official against your Stark Mint. I'm going to have Dr. Shroom attack Rat Man for 70. And so Rat Man will take 30 from the fight.
350.
And with that, going to end my turn. Professional Gambler's ability activate. You do have two side characters, but I have four. So therefore, I will gain 400 credits, putting me at 500 total at the end of my turn yet again. So yes, I will pass my turn on that.
Okay.
Don't forget to denote Ratman's damage.
I know what it is. I don't need to denote it.
Fair enough.
I can. Helps Fair you. Enough.
It's for the audience, you know?
It's for you.
Yes. This has been my turn.
All right. So, let's see here. So, I have 450 credits. I have 450 in credits.
That we do.
I'm going to go ahead and spend. Yeah, I'm going to go spend 400 of those. So you're at 70. 40, 50. Meh. I'm gonna go ahead and I guess I'll do that. I'll make it a lot less easy. I'll play Kick Me Sign onto Dr. Shroom.
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that will reduce his defense all the way down to 30.
I'm going to go ahead and attack Jack in a Hat popping his thing. He does 50 damage back, which won't do anything.
Correct.
I'm going to go ahead and attack the lawyer guy.
Corrupt official.
And my turn will end after out. That, which will make Super Duper Man come in, and he'll be off-screened.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Wait, did I draw a card that turn? I already had you. I already had that. I did not draw a card. Okay. Your turn.
All right. I'll go ahead,
buddy,
and draw. Well, first and foremost, turn two. I gain 200 credits per turn. I control 4 villains. So I gain an additional 400. So I'm at 1,100 total. At the end of your turn, morale should have fallen by 5 points, but nothing serious.
Yep.
I draw. Okay. I need to think about this, kind of.
That you do.
Okay.
With those, I go to 2 plus 3.
Okay. Man, wow. This is rough. So let me kind of figure this out. So right now Ratman's at how much life?
80 minus he's at 50.
So he's at 50 and he has 40 defense right now. So it'd take 90 to one shot him probably. I spend 400 credits to play Fighting Dirty on Dr. Shroom.
Uh-huh.
He gains plus 10 attack for each hero you control.
3.
So he goes up to 100 attack, and he can also attack any target. So I'll have him attack Ratman for 100 points of damage minus the 40. So Ratman will take 60. Top of that 30, so it should knock him out. In turn, Dr. Shroom will take 20 points of damage from that fight. All right. I will then go ahead and step up my Shroom Bot against Super Duper Man.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, you know what? You know what?
No.
Maybe I won't.
Well, you already did it.
Yeah, I already did it. You know what? Yeah, that's fair. I end my turn. At the end of my turn, Professional Gambler will give me, I believe, 300 credits. And that's it.
All right.
It's all you.
Very cool, very cool, very cool.
Very cool indeed.
So, what's your health at right now?
My health is at 190, I believe.
190?
Yeah, because you hit me with...
That sounds about right. Yeah, I'm a jury duty Shroombot.
Oh.
He gets taken off the field for 2 turns.
That sucks. Oh, man, that sucks.
So I go down to 50 credits. No, 150. I go down to 150 after playing that.
Bro, the shroom bot got shuri
dutied. he got shuri dutied.
He's a robot. He can't stand like
that. Oh. Sucks. So I'm gonna attack.
Jack in the Hat.
Jack in the Hat for 80.
So he does reduce 50. So he will take a net 30 points of damage. So he's only got 40 health left. I'll do this to say he has 40 health left. Okay.
Right, and then Super Duper Man's attacking you for 100.
For 100. I will take 100 to the face.
And you will go down to 90.
Yep. Okay. Anything else you'd like to do with your 150 credits?
No.
I hope you're happy. You pleased with yourself?
A little bit.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, beginning of my turn, it's turn 3, so I gain 300 credits. I gain an additional 300 because I control 3 villains. I'm going to draw for my turn. Ooh, interesting card. I'm going to go ahead, spend 600 credits, play the Mall Ninja in front of Super Duper Man, and I will search my deck for a $20 katana. Attached to him. So he has 70 attack, 60 defense right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not amazing.
No, I don't fully understand besides just the block, but
yeah. I'm gonna also go ahead. I'm gonna spend I'll spend 400 credits to play an actuality gem and attach it to Dr. Stroom. So I can switch any assets or event positions on the field. And characters with magic gain an additional plus 20 attack, which Dr. Shroom does get. So Dr. Shroom's attack should be plus 40, so he's actually attacking for 110 when he does attack. But I will use his asset ability to discard your jury duty.
That's not how that works.
That's how you did it the other game.
No, it's not. I've never done that.
You can switch an asset or an event position. Right?
Well, yeah, you can switch the position.
Okay, I assume that was how
jury duty's not even... I don't even really think... I don't know how jury duty is supposed to work on this, because I don't know if it's even supposed to be on the board, if it's supposed to be...
Well, it's a reoccurring event.
It is a reoccurring event.
Otherwise, it would
be... But, like, I don't see what moving it would do. It's not like you can move it into the discard pile.
Well, that's exactly what I was implying. But
no, you can't. Yeah. You can't move it into the discard pile. You can move it to other places on the board.
That was what, like, I assumed.
Well, the point of it is so that you can move someone's event over to your side.
Oh, I see.
Like, so you can have the benefits of that event.
Oh, okay.
Like a fundraiser or something.
Now I see.
But, like, it's not really meant to be like...
So, I mean, if I were to gain control of jury duty, all that would do is maintain jury duty on the field. It would just be the same character.
It'd be the same. Because I can jury duty my own characters.
Theoretically, yeah. Or if you wanted to or needed to, you could.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I figured that would be the case. But that's fine. So I'm down to 600 credits here. What I'm going to do now, So what I'll do now is spend 300 credits to go down to 300 remaining, and then I'm going to play Vast Arsenal, and I'm going to play Vast Arsenal on to Mall Ninja, and Vast Arsenal becomes a copy of his $20 katana. So he is then boosted to 80 attack, and with my remaining 300, I'll play an event card. And my event is Candy Store Robbery. And when played, I can steal cards from my deck until I have 5 in hand. And for each stolen card, I gain 100 credits. So I will draw 4 and gain 400. And then I will gain 400 credits. And then this here. is discarded. And Mall Ninja.
Let's see, it's turn four. I go up to 250. I'll get up to 250 plus 4. I'll be at 650.
So what I'm going to do now... Do I do this?
Use hypnosis.
I'm trying to think.
James uses hypnosis on the audience. It's super effective.
Hey, I try. I will then spend 300 credits and go down to 100. And I'm going to attach a sniper rifle to Dr. Shroom and boost his attack up by another 30.
Okay.
So Dr. Shroom now attacks for 140. And I'll just attack your location for 140 with Dr. Shroom.
Okay. I was at 300. I got on a 160.
Yep. And as far as my other characters go, I'll just leave them where they're at. I will end my turn. I only have two side characters, which is still more side characters than you currently have. Unless, does Wavam always count as a side character even while he's in a main character position?
I would say so, just because he can be played as one.
That's fair. Still, Stark Mint is in, you know,
yeah, he's not.
He's in jail, so. Well, not jail per se. I'll still gain the 200. So that being said, I end my turn.
Nice. That's very nice. So I'm at 650. How much damage does he take? He takes...
So he takes 30 points of net damage from each attack.
Okay, I put MMA gloves on. He's plus 10.
That's just enough, I'm pretty sure.
And then I put supersonic punch.
Ooh, yeah, that's...
onto him, so he does 130 now. I attack him to KO him.
He is KO'd.
I get a plus 10 to my damage.
Buff, yeah.
So now I'm dealing 100 for him. Super Duper Man does 130 now.
Yeah, so 130 minus 60 would mean 70. He has exactly 70
health. And I KO him.
He is KO'd. Vast Arsenal goes away. $20 katana remains as an unattached card. Okay, that's not great. Not great. Oh, man. Garrett's getting excited over there. Anything else you can do?
Oh, that's it.
All right. So my turn will happen. It's turn three. So I gain 300 credits for the turn. I have two villains between Low Life, Lemon Lover, and Dr. Shroom.
It's not turn three. It's turn four.
It's turn four?
It's turn four.
Okay. So in that case, I will actually... be all the way up to 900 credits for turn. I will draw for my turn. Interesting.
And whenever Super Duperman KOs someone, morale goes up by 10. Morale
does go up by 10.
And then I get 200 credits.
That is fair. I will spend 100 credits and go down to 800. I'm going to villainous monologue because I control Dr. Shroom. I'll draw three, then discard two. So I drew three. I'm going to discard Shady Loan Shark and discard Corrupt Lawyer. What I'm going to do is... okay, yeah. I spend 300 credits to go down to, I believe, 500 total credits. And I'm also going to play League of Villainous Evil to pull any villain from my deck to my hand. Yeah, it says any villain, not just main. I want to make sure. And I add that one to my hand. I'm going to go ahead and spend 50 credits. I spend 50 credits to attach the $20 katana to Dr. Shroom, which buffs him up to 150 in attack. How much life do you have, Garrett?
160.
160. So I'm going to attack you for 150 points of damage, which will leave you on 10 health. But I spend 400 credits, which is all my last credits, to play the Homeless Arsonist. And once per turn, he can attack your opponent's location directly from a side character position. So I will attack you for 30 points of damage.
All right.
That was very close. I was about to lose horribly. To be fair, though, if the ratios had been normal, then you probably would have beaten me.
Yep.
Well, I believe that is episode 10 of Comical. This is the first time.
That it is.
This is the first time James has ever won two games in a row. Garrett's done it before, but I have not. But did have a very, very strong start, and I almost lost very horribly.
All right. I think that's about it.
Sign off to the people. Yep. I don't think we have any upcoming events at the moment, but our audience will be the first to know if we do down the line. We're in talks with a couple different things, but I don't want to reveal anything just yet until we have finalized information. But yeah, as events and things come up, we'll speak about it here. And you can always catch us on the Comical Podcast, either on YouTube, Spotify, whatever your preferred platform is. We're on so many of them at this point. Yeah. That being said, we appreciate everybody's time, and peace out.
Later.